Neil, that's a massive 3 points for the club, and a big hat-trick for you as well. I don't know when you last scored a hat-trick, do you?
No, I don't actually, off the top of my head.
Would it have been for East Thurrock? Would it have been for this club?
I'm not too sure. Definitely, it wasn't for East Thurrock, I don't think. I'm not quite sure I had one for Burnham either. It might be going back to possibly Averley when I was there a few years ago.
So you must be ecstatic to get 3 points this afternoon, three goals as well.
Oh yeah, the goals was a bonus, but I mean 3 points wouldn't really matter to me who scored, but it's nice to get three. But three, as you say, 3 points is huge, massive. We need to get out of where we are. You don't want to be down there for too long.
I was talking to Keith about the performance, and he's very satisfied with it. I said there seems to be fire in the bellies of those players today during that game. I mean, was that instilled into them from the manager, or did you guys just pump yourselves up for this game for lots of reasons?
I think obviously a few of us had not a point to prove, but you never want to get beat against your old club. And I think a few of us maybe owed the manager a little one. He showed a lot of faith in a few of us. He's good like that. He will show faith in you. So I think, really, we owed him one. We owed Dave one. We owed the fans one. Although the three guys who walked from Heybridge, that was mainly what, you know, Willow said before the game. You know, they come and watch every week. They've walked a long way. So, you know, can we put in a performance for them? Luckily, we did. I don't think it really mattered how we got the points, but we got the points.
You seem to take the game to them as well from the outset. Was that crucial in getting the first goal and getting the victory?
Yeah, I think it was important to get the first goal, especially with the position we're in. I can't remember the last time we scored first. Quite a while ago now. It is important to get that first goal. Just a bit of confidence, I think, and push off. Yeah, I thought we'd done all right. We've done all right. Build on that, can't we, I think.
And was Tuesday a body blow? I mean, Reece hit the bar, Liam hit the post with a free kick, and you lost to a very decent Sudbury side who were well up in the table. Was that a bit of a body blow where that pumped you up for today as well?
Yeah, I think we was a little bit disappointed because if second half, I thought we did well against Sudbury, really, you know. But it just goes to show, if you don't work hard, you don't get anything. Probably Keith's probably said that to you before. And we didn't really work hard enough first half from front to back. And, you know, you get out of football, what you put in, as, you know, Willow says that quite a lot, and it's true. We did all right second half. They've got a lot of players missing. They're still a decent side with, you know, decent money, Sudbury. But maybe looking back, I mean, today, I think they got thumped 6-2 by Thurrock. So, you know, maybe looking back on it, we should have tried to get something more out of the game, really, I think.
A couple of excellent saves from your keeper, Sandwich, this afternoon.
Today, the one from Bertie. Yeah. I was right behind that. That's a brilliant save. I was right behind that as well when it was nesting. I think, was that 3-1? Was it 3-1?
I think it probably
was.
Yeah,
that goes in, I think. You know, the position we were in probably would have been a little bit shaky, but luckily, it's a great save. He's made some great saves. So
I've got to do a goal of the month and a save of the month video at the end of the month.
I don't think you need to do any more for that. I think that's won it, to be honest. I was right behind it, and it's a great save.
Now, how do you go about tackling one of the promotion contenders Tuesday, Needham Market, away from home? Is the pressure off you that you're away from home? Because we're winless at Screlly Road, aren't we?
Yeah, I don't think everyone's going to expect us to get beat. We'll just have a go, really, I think. They're a good side, paying out stupid money. So we've got nothing to lose. As long as we work hard, give the manager 100%. You know, last year, against the odds, we nicked a win 2-1, so who knows? As long as we work hard.
Keith's saying that he's never doubted that the quality's in the team and the players. It's just a case of getting the results, getting a little bit of luck and getting things to go right. Would you go along with that the quality is there amongst the squad and the team, and perhaps now this can help them to gel?
Yeah, I think we've got some good players in that change room. I've been about this league and the league above for quite a while. I think I know, you know, what makes a good side, and I think, yeah, we've got some decent players, and I think we can build on it. Yeah, I don't see why we can't push on now, really. I know Dave and Keith are always looking for players and trying to bring a couple in, and I think we've got a base of a good side. We just need to work for 90 minutes, I think, at the moment. That's what we need to do. Just work hard for 90 minutes, and then, like today, we've all worked hard for 90 minutes, we've got the win, so.
There was no Paul White in the side today. He was suspended, but he did tweet out that the playoff push started today, and that was before the game. Is that what he's like?
The Whitey, yeah.
Is he renowned for doing things like that?
I've only really just met Whitey, so I don't know what he's put. I don't think I even follow him on Twitter, so I wouldn't know. I'll have to start following him now.
But that's before 3 o'clock. He says the playoff push starts now. Bit premature, but does that reflect positivity that the club need and the players need?
Yeah, you need to be positive, don't you? You know what? This league, 3 or 4 wins on the bounce, You know, you're top half, easily top half. That's what we need to do. Starting with Tuesday, I suppose, have a go. We've got nothing to lose, really. Everyone's expecting us to get beat. So, you know.
And you'll be watching intently on Sunday, won't you, for when I put the goals on Swift TV, YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be clicking, refreshing Twitter tomorrow, make sure I come across them.
We've got photos of the first two, but your hat trick. We're hearing that the photographer was getting some hot food. It's unforgivable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is unforgivable, yeah, because I was actually going to go for the banner that the home fans had made, saying the
try and take it away.
Reserves, yeah, I was going to pick that up, but I couldn't see it because I was still in the bar probably having a beer. But yeah, no, it's up. Yeah, well happy. I'm going out for my birthday tonight as well, so.
It's your birthday today?
No, it was Tuesday night. Oh, so Tuesday night I was gutted, obviously, losing on my birthday, so, you know, today makes up for it. So West Ham get beat now, and that'll top the day off.
Okay, right, thanks a lot now.
No worries.